Smile when you wake up and start off the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. And boys and girls, the big clock on the wall says it's time to have fun with Happy Hank. Now you come on up close to your radios and get ready for a lot of swell fun today. And now we're going to start off with a song that tells what your hands are for and all that. It's called the Action Song, and here's the way it goes. Tell me, my children, and pray answer right. Are hands made to work with or only to fight? Hands are made to work with. Hands are made to work with. Hands are made to work with and not to fight. Tell me, my children, and please tell me quick. Are feet made to walk with or only to kick? Feet are made to walk with. Feet are made to walk with. Feet are made to walk with and not to kick. Tell me, my children, and pray don't be shy. Are eyes made to see with or only to cry? Eyes are made to see with. Eyes are made to see with. Eyes are made to see with and not to cry. Tell me, my children, and pray do not shout. Are lips made to kiss with or only to pout? Lips are made to kiss with. Lips are made to kiss with. Lips are made to kiss with and not to pout. You know, that's a dandy song.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank. Oh, boy, I feel good today. Hot diggity.
Well, my goodness, Squeaky, what are you so happy about?
Well, I feel extra super swell, and I just finished painting the back porch at my house.
Oh, I see. Well, you must have painted it white.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. How did you know?
Well, I can tell by your face.
My face? Well, what's my face got to do with white paint?
Well, you've got some white paint on your nose and on your forehead.
I have? Well, I guess I have if you say so.
And I do say so. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I see a spot of white paint on your coat.
Where? Oh, yeah, my goodness. Well, it's only a little spot.
Well, I think you put more paint on yourself than you did on the porch.
Oh, no, I didn't. Honest, I didn't.
Well, anyway, you've given me an idea for a riddle.
You mean the riddle is about me?
No, it's about something you wear. Now, boys and girls, you'd better hurry up and put on those thinking caps and get ready for our riddle. Now, you be real quiet and listen. Here's the riddle. What kind of a coat has no buttons and is wet? What kind of a coat has no buttons and is wet?
Well, hey, my coat has all the buttons. There isn't a button missing, see?
No, I didn't say there was, but you and the rest of the boys and girls had better try to figure out the answer. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of this program.
And my coat isn't wet either. Hey, that's a crazy riddle.
Oh, no, it isn't. You just think about it. Now, say, boys and girls. Uh-oh, here comes popcorn, our little log pal. What's that popcorn? Oh, my goodness, that's too bad.
Now, what's the matter with popcorn?
Popcorn wants me to help him out. He's got a big burr stuck on his tail, and he wants me to pick it off.
A burr on his tail. Oh, boy, that's funny.
Yeah, that's right, popcorn. You mustn't laugh, Squeaky. Now, you hold still, popcorn. Easy now.
Did you get the burr off, Happy Hank?
I sure did. Here it is. Say, look at all those sharp stickers.
Oh, I'll say, I didn't mean to laugh at you, Popcorn.
Well, Popcorn says he forgives you this time, but don't let it happen again.
No, I was just fooling.
Well, now you sit down on the chair, Squeaky, while I sing a song.
Okay. Hey, what kind of a song is it? Oh, ouch, ouch, help, help, help.
Hey, what's the matter? What's the matter, Squeaky?
Oh, something's sticking me in the back. Help me, help me.
Well, Squeaky, you sat down on the big burr that I took off of Popcorn's tail. Hold still.
Ouch!
Now, there I've got it.
Say, that hurt. That's no laughing matter.
Well, now, you know how Popcorn felt when you laughed. Yes, Popcorn says he's glad he's a dog and not a porcupine with all those sharp stickers in his body. Hey, that gives me an idea. I have a funny song about a porcupine. You just listen and I'll sing it for you. Little Porky Porcupine waddles through the woods, looking for some place where he can dine. He isn't very fussy, eats the most peculiar foods. I wouldn't like to be a porcupine. He likes to eat the bark of trees. I've seen him eating soap and things that taste of salt he thinks are fine. You'll never have to dine on funny things like that, I hope. Or would you like to be a porcupine? If you should see a porky while you're strolling through the dell, don't try to pet him, 'cause he's full of spines. They'll stick in all your fingers and then up your hand will swell. Let's all decide we won't be porcupines. Well, I guess none of us would want to be a porcupine. Hey, Squeaky, turn on the electric eye.
Okay, here she goes.
Now, when you hear that buzz, boys and girls, you know that I'm looking at you right through your radio, so hold up your hands, girls. That's the way. Uh-oh, that little blonde girl is holding her hands behind her back. Come on now, put them up. Oh, say, no wonder she's hiding her hands. They've got some dirt smudges on the backs. All right, girls, put your hands down. Now, let's see the hands of all the boys. Way up high. Hey, that's good, boys. All right, now put your hands down. Now I'll look at the faces of both the boys and the girls. Well, that's pretty good. Just a few dirty faces that need a wash rag and some good soap and water. Turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay. And say, who are the winners, Happy Face? Who are the winners?
You mean today's winners of the Clean Hands and Face Contest? Well, today's winners of the Clean Hands and Face Contest are the boys. The boys are the winners.
Well, according to my scoreboard, the girls are still one mark ahead of the boys, so I'll mark up their score.
Yes, sirree, that's the idea, Squeaky, and congratulations, boys. And I know that all you girls will be trying real hard to win the next time. Now, you be sure to tell all your girlfriends to have their hands and faces real clean the next time and all the time. You know, keeping clean is a good way to keep healthy and strong. And say, that reminds me. Today, we have a brand new slogan song that I want all of you to learn. Say, it's a dandy song that'll help you to remember to drink all your milk. Oh, boy, you know, milk is good for you. It tastes so good, too, believe me. I drink all my milk every day. Well, here's the way the song goes. When you take your seat and start in to eat, if you want to feel fine as silk, the one thing to do that's finest for you is be sure and drink all your milk. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys. Now, remember last time, the boys and Rocket finally got back to their S-Bar S ranch, and Rocket finally had time to cook them a good meal of beans. And what beans they were, say. They were so good that the boys just ate and ate and ate. So much, in fact, that when Squeaky tried to tell them both that he had found Ghost Town on the map, they both went to sleep. But Ghost Town is important. The boys think that is where Black Tom the Outlaw has set up his new hideout. Now, as the scene opens today, it's next morning, and the boys are talking things over. Listen.
Well, I guess those beans and Rocket fixed surely made us go to sleep in a hurry.
Yeah, there's only one thing better than sleep that I had last night, and that was those beans. I don't remember ever going to bed.
Well, now that we're all awake, Sputters, I can tell you. I found Ghost Town on the map. Hey, look, here it is.
Well, what do you know about that? Hey, I've been all over that part of the country, and I never did see it, the town there.
Well, that's because it's a ghost town. You can't see ghosts unless they want you to see them. And then, how could you see their town?
Oh, no. No, Sputters. Sputters didn't see the town, probably because grass had grown up all over the trails that lead to it.
Hey, then that's right. I'll bet you that's a reason. Well, don't you think we ought to investigate it?
Well, sure. You know, I thought we might take our little red, white, and blue airplane and fly over it and see what it looks like.
Hey, that's a good idea. And we better start right away. I'll go see if the plane is ready. I'll see you later.
See you later.
So long. Well, Rocket, I guess you'd better get ready, too, because we're going to take you for your first airplane ride.
Airplane? You mean one of them big airplanes that flies through the air just like a big bird?
Sure. Didn't you know that Sputters and I have a little red, white, and blue airplane that's just about the best flyer there is?
No, I didn't know it, and I didn't want to know it. I ain't going to fly through no air. No, sir, I ain't no bird. I's a bean cooker. Uh-oh, here comes Sputters now.
Well, the little old plane just looks fine. She's all set and ready to go, so come on, let's get started.
Well, I don't know about that. Rocket doesn't want to go.
No, sir, I ain't going to go in no airplane. I ain't got no wings, and I don't want none.
Hey, Rocket, that's the best feeling in the world. Not only that, but you can help us investigate that old town, and maybe we can find your lost uncle.
You mean we might see my uncle when we flies over that old ghost town?
Why, sure. From up in the air, you can see everything down below for miles and miles.
Sure enough. No, sir, I ain't going. No, sir. Airplanes and ghost towns. That's two things I don't know nothing about, and I don't want to know nothing about them.
Yeah, but I'll bet your uncle would hate to know that you didn't try to find him or see him.
Well, all right, then I'll do it. I'll go in the airplane with you if you let me ride where I can keep one foot on the ground.
Well, I'm afraid Rocket will find that's a bit hard to do. But say, what will the boys learn about Ghost Town? You be sure and listen to the next chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, say, have you figured out the answer to the riddle? What kind of a coat has no buttons and is wet? Well, now you keep thinking about it, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of the program. Well, Popcorn, you're right on time. Now, Popcorn has just brought in our birthday cake, and all the candles are burning. First, we'll turn on the magic eye. Just look at all those birthday smiles. Let's see the hands of all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Oh, boy, what a crowd of birthdays. Put your hands down. Now, make your wish when I make mine. I wish that... Did you make your wish? All right, then, take a big breath, and when I count three, you blow out the candles on our birthday cake. Blow right into your radio. One, two, three, blow. Say, look at that. All the candles are out, and that means you'll get your wish. Now let's all sing the birthday song for all those boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today and show them that we really do wish them a happy birthday. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, what kind of a coat has no buttons and is wet? Well, the answer is a coat of paint. Get it? Now, you be good. Be careful. And smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is to unite up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.